根据圣经里面告诉我们，人有三个部分。
According to the Bible, there are three parts in our human body.
第一个部分叫做身体。
Body is the first part.
包括我们的头、四肢和躯体。
Including heads, limbs, and torso.
这个身体就是我和我自己。
That's the man to himself.
如果你跟你自己的关系不好，就是生病了。
If you don't have good relationship with yourself, that means disease or sickness.
第二个部分就是我们的魂。
Second part is soul.
它是思想、情感和意志。
Consists of mind, heart, and will.
这是我们人和其他的人的关系。
This is a relation between man to man.
如果人跟人之间的关系不好的时候，我们这个与人相处就不和谐。
If we don't have good relationship between man to man, then there's no harmony.
第三个部分叫做灵，包括良心、交通和直觉。
The third part is spirit, including conscience, communion, and intuition.
这是人和上帝的关系。
This is a relationship between man to God.
如果人和上帝的关系不良好的话，我们就没有平安。
If there's no good relationship between man to God, then you won't have peace.
今天的信息叫做全备的救恩。
The message for today is perfect salvation.
也就是我们刚才讲到，人有体、有魂、有灵，这三个部分呢都要健康。
So body, soul, and spirit has to be healthy altogether.
那过去的三个礼拜，我们一直交通到马可福音第五章。
The past three weeks, we've been touching the message from Mark chapter 5.
在马可福音第五章的里面，它有三个例子。
There's three examples from chapter 5.
第一个例子呢是讲到身体的事情出了问题的。
The first part is about a body having problem.
那是一个血漏的妇人。
It was a woman with bleeding problem.
第二个问题是讲到魂的部分。
The second problem is the soul.
人和人之间的关系。
There's a problem between man to man.
这里的关系讲到一个做父亲，他是做管会堂的，跟他的女儿。
It was about the synagogue ruler and his daughter.
第三个部分讲到灵的关系。
The third part is about the spirit.
那是一个被鬼附的和耶稣之间的关系。
And about demon possessed and Jesus.
他们这三个例子里面每一个都出了问题。
Three examples, three problems.
我们要来看发生问题的以前的情况是怎么样。
We need to compare before and after.
并且他们的问题解决了以后的情况是怎么样。
And the condition after the problem was solved.
我们先来看他们过去的状态是什么。
Let's look into what happened beforehand.
第一个状态就是那个患血漏的妇人，她的身体有毛病。
The first is about a woman with bleeding problem.
圣经说有一个女人患了十二年的血漏。
This is verse 25. And a woman was there who had been subjected to bleeding for 12 years.
在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。
She has suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and has spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse.
第二个例子讲到是那个管会堂的跟他的女儿的关系。
The second example was about the synagogue ruler and his daughter.
人和人的关系最坏的关系就是两个关系完全断绝了。
So the worst relationship between man to man is that termination of the relationship.
那事实上死亡就可以把这个人跟人的关系就切开了。
Death can separate the relationship between man to man.
在那里讲到再三的这位管会堂的再三的来求他，求耶稣说，我的小女儿快要死了，求你去按手在她身上，使她痊愈得以活了。
So verses 23, he pleaded earnestly with Jesus, my little daughter is dying, please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and lived.
还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说，你的女儿死了。
While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of the Jairus, the synagogue ruler. Your daughter is dead, they said.
他父亲跟女儿的关系因为死亡的原因，他们就隔开了。
So the father and daughter will be separated forever through death.
第三个关系是那个被鬼附的跟耶稣的关系。
So the third was about the demon-possessed person and Jesus.
那个被鬼附以前的状况是怎么样呢？
What's the condition before?
那人常住在坟茔里，没有人能捆住他，就是用铁链也不能。
This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him and more, not even with a chain.
因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了。总没有人能制服他。
For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons of his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him.
他昼夜常在坟茔里和山中喊叫，又用石头砍自己。
Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones.
这里有三个例子，讲到以前的情况是怎么样。
There are three examples about what happened in the past.
一个是血肉的女人，她的身体不跟她合作。
It's about the woman was bleeding, so her body wasn't cooperating with herself.
第二个是讲到那管会堂的父亲跟他的女儿，他们因死亡的原因，他们的关系就断绝了。
The second was about the synagogue ruler and his daughter. The death separated them forever.
第三个就讲到那个被鬼附的，他被鬼附了以后，他生活完全。不正常的一个状况。
And the third is about demon-possessed person. His life was completely abnormal.
所以在这三种情况之下，他们遇见了耶稣。
So three situations they encounter Jesus.
我们来看遇见了耶稣以后，他们的状况怎么样呢？在那个血肉的妇人呢，他一去摸到耶稣的时候呢？圣经讲到说，于是他血肉的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。
Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt that her body, that she was freed from her suffering.
第二个例子讲到那个广会堂的父亲跟他的女儿的事情，说耶稣医治的那个死掉的那个女儿呢，圣经说那闺女立时起来走，闺女已经十二岁了。
About the synagogue ruler's daughter, immediately the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old.
耶稣又吩咐给她东西吃。
He told them to give her something to eat.
那第三个例子讲到那个被鬼附的人呢，当耶稣把鬼赶出去了以后呢，所发生的事情，他们来到耶稣那里，看见那被鬼附的人，就是从前被群鬼所附的，坐着穿上衣服。心里明白过来。
The third example was about the demon-possessed person. In verses 15, when they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind.
耶稣上船的时候，那从前被鬼附着的人恳求和耶稣同在。
As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him.
以前那个被鬼附的人，现在却希望与耶稣能够同在。
He was demon possessed. Now he wanted to be with Jesus.
他想要跟随耶稣。
He wanted to follow Jesus.
这是基督信仰的伟大的地方。
This is the great things about the faith in Christianity.
过去是这个样子。
What happened in the past?
现在是这个样子。
Compared to what happened now.
这个中间的改变太大了。
This is a drastic change.
那个。血肉的妇人，她的身体一直的衰弱下去。
The woman with the bleeding problem got weaker and weaker.
那个父亲和女儿的关系就断裂了。
And the synagogue's rulers and his daughter's relationships were completely broken.
那个鬼附的事实上失去了正常的生活。
And a demon-possessed person cannot live normally.
那经过了耶稣的医治了以后呢？这个转变，那个妇人就变成健康了，血就停止了。
Through Jesus' healing power, the bleeding lady completely well.
经过耶稣的医治，父亲和女儿又重新能够和谐的相处在一起。
And through Jesus, the synagogue ruler can live with her daughter harmony together.
那个被鬼附的，经过耶稣的医治以后，他能够过一个正常人的生活，并且他要过一个有意义的生活。
And a demon-possessed person can live meaningful life from that point on.
在这里我们要看见什么叫做信心。
We have to see what is faith.
信心就是说已经所发生的事情我知道这是事实。
Faith is about we knew what happened.
然后我从这个事实呢，我就把我的相信呢能够延长出去，这叫做信心。
From what happened, we can extrapolate our faith in the future.
信心不是说叫你想办法去相信已经发生的事情，这个不叫做信心，这只是知道一个事实而已。
It's not about what happened. That was fact.
因为耶稣做了那三件事情呢，是以前已经发生的事情了。
Jesus had miracle on those who had happened before.
那个叫做历史。
That was history.
那叫做事实。
That was fact.
因为那个时候，耶稣要医那个患血漏的妇人的时候呢，很多的人围在旁边看见的。
When Jesus healed the bleeding lady, a lot of people saw that.
多到一个程度，大家挤在那个地方，耶稣也在那里跟被人家挤在一起，那么多的人，大家都看见了。
It was so crowded with many witnesses.
那个管会堂呢是。当时非常有名望的人才能够做一个管会堂的人，不像今天觉得好像像我这样管会堂，好像是像个工友一样。
The synagogue ruler in the past was a high social status. Everybody knew him like a celebrity.
所以管会堂呢，他是很有名望的人，大家都知道他有个女儿，而且当耶稣到他家的时候，有很多的人，因为他有名望，所以 他女儿一死啊，就很多的人围在他的家里面，所以大家都知道他的女儿已经死掉了。
Because he was famous, so the death of his daughter was known to many.
所以 他的女儿后来复活的话，大家都知道这件事情。
When his daughter revived, of course, many knew also.
那还有这个被鬼附的人，事实上因为这个鬼附的时候，那个鬼呢跑到两千头猪的身上去，所以把他的主人啊，那个当时很有钱的人，从城里面啊，就弄到了这个地方来。
Because demon-possessed person put his spirit into 2,000 pigs, so the rich man knew about the situation.
所以他们从城里面就跑到这个地方来看耶稣。
So they came from the city to see what Jesus has done on this demon-possessed person.
这三种情况我要说明的就是，很多的人当时现场目击了耶稣所做的事情。
Three examples, many witnesses.
所以如果耶稣这个马可福音在写下来的时候有是虚构的话呢，当时那么多的人一定会至少有一个人或两个人会出来说那个所写的是 说是假的。
If what's said in the book of Mark was fiction, there should be person, should be people came across or came forward and said it's not true.
但是没有一个人说这个是虚构的。
But no one disputed the facts.
所以过去所发生的事情，这是历史。
So what happened was history.
历史是没有办法重新再来过一次的。
We cannot rewrite history.
所以过去中国有一个秦始皇，我们只接受了历史，你不能说你必须把秦始皇在我面前在出现的时候我才会相信。
So in the past we had the Qing dynasty. We cannot say you came forward again so that we can believe.
我只能用接受这个是一个事实。
We need to accept the fact.
因为没有人反驳，当时的人没有任何人说这个是假的。
No one disputed the truth in history.
所以我们有了这个相信，接受了这个事实了以后呢，我们从这个地方就把它延伸出去，这个延伸的部分才是叫做信心。
We believe the facts, then we need to extrapolate and extend what we believe. Then we call it faith.
如果这个事实你理智上已经知道这是事实，而你却不接受，这个叫做什么呢？这个叫做顽固。
If you know the facts and still do not believe, we call it stubbornness.
顽固的人是需要很多的关心跟安慰的。
But we need to care for those stubborn person.
因为他可能现在自己的一个困难的当中，他走不出来。
Maybe have some difficulty, have some hang up.
所以教会在这里为他们祷告。
That's why we are here pray for those people.
那我们来看，当这个关系转变过来的时候呢，有发生了些什么事情
？We can see the transformation of the relationship. Then what happened?
他们与耶稣之间的互动的关系，我们需要先了解。
Then we have to understand the interaction between those people and Jesus.
这个血漏的妇人呢，她知道了在自己身上所成的事情，就恐惧战惊，来俯伏在耶稣的跟前，将实情全告诉他。
About the bleeding lady in verses 33, then the woman, knowing that what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling was feared, told him the whole truth.
那个管会堂的，他的女儿死的时候呢，他怎么样做呢？他说有一个管会堂的人名叫雅鲁，来见耶稣，就俯伏在他脚前。
Then one of the synagogue ruler named Jairus came there, seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet.
当那个被鬼附的呢，他远远的看见耶稣，就跑过去拜他。
About the demon possessed in verses 6, when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him.
他们对耶稣的反应都是俯伏下来。
It's the same response they felt in front of Jesus.
这个就是他们之所以能够得医治的原因。
That's why they were healed.
如果他们想把耶稣搞懂的话呢，那表示耶稣比他还小一点。
If they think they can figure out Jesus, then they're greater than Jesus.
那个血漏的妇人想尽各种办法，还是没有办法解决她自己的问题。
The bleeding lady tried so many things, but couldn't heal herself.
那个管会堂，她的女儿死了，她一点办法都没有。
And the synagogue ruler can do anything about his daughter's death.
相同的，那个鬼附的，她根本没有一条路可以走。
And the demon-possessed person at his wit's end.
当自己发现自己有所不能的时候，人就会谦卑下来。
When you feel something you cannot conquer, then you need to humble yourself.
今天我们在加州，南加州的人，大部分每一个人都是很厉害的。
With people in Southern California think they can conquer everything.
在这个地方啊，如果没有两三下，没有人敢到这个地方来的。
It's a tough area.
只有我例外。
Except pastor.
所以我常常躲躲藏藏的。
So he has to hide himself.
很厉害的人，他会看周围的人比一比，他就发现，哎，我还是比你行。
People always think they're better than the people around them.
为什么会有这个想法呢？
Why do you think this way?
因为他比别人。
Because it's all about comparison.
可是他没有想到，以我这个条件，其实我应该要能的地方要更多的才对。
But people don't think about you probably should have be even greater.
我记得我小时候，我常常想我要服务全天下的人。
When I was little, I thought about serve the whole world.
到了初中的时候，我想我只要服务我自己国家的人就可以了。
When I was in middle school, I thought about just serving my country.
到了高中的时候，我就想说我只要服务我认识的人就可以了。
When I was in high school, instead, I thought about just serving the people I knew.
到了大学的时候，我只要服务我所关心的人就可以了。
And in college, I thought about just serving the people I care.
等到我读研究的时候，说我就想，我只要服务我自己就好了。
When I'm in graduate school, I just thought about serving myself.
我的志向好像越来越小。
So my scope of service getting narrower and narrower.
所以我们的眼光也越来越小。
So our vision getting narrower and narrower also.
所以今天我们来到南加州的人，只有想说，哎，我可以服务我自己，服务的不错啊。
So most people in Southern California are kind of selfish.
我甚至可以很骄傲说，我服务我的家人也不错啊。
Some even just think about serving their own family.
再扩大呢？不要，我不需要考虑这个事情。
I don't even need to think about these.
孙中山先生说啊，如果你是读小学的话呢，你要服务一个人就是你自己。
Dr. Sun Yat-sen said the people in elementary school only need to serve yourself.
等到你读大学的话，你至少要服务一万个人。
When you're in college, you should serve at least 10,000 people.
我们这边卧虎藏龙的人有多少？
We're a crowd with many talents.
你要知道，你至少要服务一万人。
Then we should at least each serve 10,000 people.
当你想到说你必须服务一万人的时候，你一定会感觉到你是无能的。
Think about that, then we think we're inadequate.
一个人志向被提高了以后，才知道自己真的是不够。
When you set your goal high,Then you realize your ability has limit.
如果你只是躲在一个黑暗的角落，你觉得自己很行的。
If you hidden in a dark corner, then you thought you're somebody.
耶稣他说他爱世上每一个人。
Jesus said he loved all the people in the world.
你要跟随他吗
？Can you follow him?
你的能力能够爱世上每一个人吗
？Are you able to?
你马上感觉到你是无能的。
Then you thought about your own inadequacy.
这个时候你才发现你自己有许多的不足。
Then you need someone.
这些人都遇到他们自己不足的地方。
So these three examples showed.
在身体上遇到不足。
We need a lot.
在魂上面遇到不足。
Body, soul.
还有灵上面遇到不足
and spiritually.
所以他们来到耶稣的面前都俯伏下来
So we need to fall at the feet of Jesus.
如果你把你的标准拉高的时候你就发现你不足的时候你还可以寻找他
If you raise your bar high, then you know you need Jesus.
你可以俯伏下来
If you need to fall at his feet.
你看这些人一俯伏下来他们的难处就能够转换过来了
So when they fell at his feet, their problem was solved.
希望你有这样的信心
Have faith.
你不要只活在你现在你可以处理这些事情的事实的里面
Don't think you can manage everything.
你觉得你可以掌握的事情
You have everything in control.
这样不是过着一个信心的生活
This is not a life of faith.
你要在你自己 有办法掌握的条件里面你要延伸出去这个叫做我过一个信心的生活
You need to extend and live a life of faith.
你要常常保持你是一个年轻的心吗
You want to remain young in heart.
你就是必须过一个信心的生活。
You need a life of faith.
延伸的生活。
Extend it.
你要想，我一定可以服务更多的人。
Then you can think, I need to serve more.
我一定可以影响更多的人。
I need to affect more people.
不是只有在我的家里面，我只要在我家里面当王就可以了。
It's not the kings of your own household.
所以你就发现一个家里面有好几个王。
So you discover there's many kings.
因为他们不愿意离开他的家。
They don't want to leave their house.
所以天天打内仗。
So they fight every day.
看看谁能够做王。
To see who can be the.
这个不是一个信心的生活。
This is not a life about faith.
你要延伸出去。
You need to go outside.
当你一延伸的时候，你就发现我没有办法。
When you go outside your own household, then
这里有一条路，俯伏在耶稣的面前。
You need to fall at his feet.
当人来到耶稣的面前俯伏下来的时候，我们就发现。他们的关系就恢复正常了。
When we come before Jesus, then we can have a good relationship.
第一个关系，身体的关系，人和自己的关系，这个血肉的妇人就得着了健康。
So we restore the relationship, especially about the body, is the man to yourself. The woman with bleeding problem, she became healthy.
我们当中。有人的家属生了重病。
Many of us in our family have problem in health in their health.
教会知道了以后为他祷告。
The church knows about it and pray for them.
送进去急诊室好几次。
Some visit emergency off and on.
医生最后说我很少看见这样的 case 还能够活下去。
Some doctors say, well, you're lucky to be alive.
但是上帝的手触摸了。
God's hand touched them.
他的身体得到医治。
They were healed.
还有一个就是我自己。
And about myself.
你们在两个礼拜前曾经看见有个独眼龙的在台上。
So you saw I prayed with one eye covered.
因为我那个时候我的眼睛变成是双重影像
Because I had a problem with double vision.
而且这个双重影像是上面跟下面各一个
It's a vertical to double vision.
如果你很可爱的话我会认为你是另外一个是在天堂
So I can see you one on the earth and one in heaven.
那如果你不可爱的话我就认为下面那个你可能是在另外一个地方
Or I can see one on earth and one in hell.
虽然我在这里讲的很轻松，你们也在那里微笑。
I was joking, but
我确实相信中国有一句话说，把自己的快乐建立在别人的痛苦上面，我可以相信。
You step on others for your own happiness.
我在讲我痛苦的事情，别人都会微笑。
So when I suffer, I can see your smile.
事实上，我那个时候很惧怕。
Actually, I was very afraid.
我最怕的一件事情就是。我的侍奉是不是就此停住了
？My darkest concern was, is it the end of my service?
我曾经跟我们的主席讲，如果三月底我没有办法医治好，请你开始找新的牧师。
So I spoke to the chairman. If I cannot get well by the end of March, then probably need to search for a new pastor.
因为再怎么样，我不愿意拖累教会。
I don't want to be a burden to our church.
所以我跟他讲了这样的话，他笑笑的回答我，没问题。
So we just smiled, said no problem.
所以我就开始感觉到我的身上可以感觉到一种的能力开始出现了。
When I saw Wei's smile, I felt a strength start growing inside me.
那个能力是弟兄姐妹的祷告的能力。
Because of your prayer.
真的可以感觉。
I can feel it.
为什么？
Why?
因为白天那个感觉比较弱，因为大家都在上班。
Well, during the day, you don't feel it because everybody was at work.
到了傍晚到晚上的时候，哇，那感觉很强烈的。
But by sundown, my feeling is getting stronger and stronger.
因为下了班可以为我祷告。
Probably because after work, people have more time to pray for me.
我看了六个医生。
I saw many physicians.
去照了 MRI.
I had MRI exam.
那个 MRI 是两个部分，一个是照脑部整个脑部的 MRI.
I have two MRI. One is for my brain.
另外一个 MRI 是专门只照眼睛的 MRI.
And the second one is concentrated on the eye area.
一层一层的这样检查。
There are multiple cuts.
最后报告出来说找不到任何原因。
And the result was negative.
我们的 Dorothy Lewis, 她有一个很好的在 UCI 当教授，而且是荣誉教授的一个眼科，特别只做神经眼科的专科医生，她带我去看。
And Sister Dorothy Lewis took me to a professor emeritus from UC Irvine, specialized in neuro ophthalmology.
他看完那个 MRI 的报告以后，他说：“我现在只能再替你做就是抽血报告。”
So after reviewing the report on MRI, he recommended some blood tests.
我没有很多的血，却把我抽了六瓶。
They took so much blood.
检查出来结果说我们找不到原因。
And then they couldn't find anything abnormal from my blood test.
如果生病找得到原因，你会比较有把握。
Actually, feel better if they found something.
但是他们还是找不到原因。
But they couldn't find anything.
但是上个礼拜二，我在 Arizona 的时候呢，我就发现远的地方我可以开始看见了。
But last Tuesday, while I was still in Tucson, I started to see normal from a distance.
所以我跟我太太说，我明天我要自己开车回 Irvine.
So I told Amy I was to drive back myself.
他说：“你不要勉强，也不要用心理作用。”
But Amy said, "Well, you may be just ahead of yourself."
我跟他说：“我真的是很希望心理作用能够把两个影像变成一个。”
I really think in my mind I can put two vision together.
所以我就这样子开车回来了。
So I took faith and I drove back by myself.
但是我开车之前，我最大的困难是我没有办法看书。
But my major concern I couldn't read.
因为有两个影像，还是重叠的影像。
I could still see doubles when I read.
等到车子开到 Irvine 以后，晚上我看书的时候，我发现只有一个影像。
But when I arrived in Irvine during the night, I start reading. I saw only one shadow.
所以我在外面散步的时候，我就开始发现远处的树木非常的美丽。
So the distant image looks so beautiful.
可能不认识的人不知道，我事实上是没有办法看远的。所以我才必须戴这个眼镜。
Usually I have problems seeing distance.
过去我读书不需要戴眼镜的。
In the past, I don't need reading glasses.
但是我开车的时候我一定要戴眼镜，因为远的地方我看得很朦胧的。
But I need glasses for driving because I couldn't see well in distant vision.
结果这一次的过程，不但双重影像解决，我竟然远的地方可以看得更清楚。
Not only I can see well from near distance.But my distant vision also improved.
所以以后坐在后排的人，你们要注意了。
So sitting in the back, I have to pay attention to me.
你在打瞌睡，我会看得一清二楚的。
I can see you dozing off.
上帝听了祷告。
God listened to prayer.
因为医生从起头到最后，从来没有给我任何一点药物。
Because nobody prescribed anything to me.
今天的医生啊，不知道病因，他不会医治你的。
Because physician needs to know the diagnosis before treating the patient.
所以这样我什么都没有得到医治，没有得到他们的治疗。
So basically, no diagnosis, no treatment.
除了弟兄姐妹给我的爱、维他命还有针灸这些的做这些事情以外，没有任何药物的治疗。
Other than the love, acupuncture, and vitamin provided by brothers and sisters here.
上帝听祷告的。
God listened to our prayer.
使我们的身体可以跟我合作。
So my body cooperate with me now.
过一个健康的生活。
I'm healthy.
我们看到这个广会堂的他的魂，他的父亲和他女儿的关系断胎，因为他死亡了。
So we can see the synagogue ruler, this relationship between man to man got separated by death.
事实上，人和人的之间的关系不和谐，上帝可以参与的。
God can make us live in harmony.
在我们当中有夫妇有问题的。
There's a marital problem.
请你们现在不要开始猜是谁。
Don't guess who I'm referring to.
两三天就打电话来跟我讲说我们家又内战了。
Some people call me on a regular basis talking about civil war.
军阀割据啊。
And then there's like a war dorm.
我们家有好几个神啊。
We have several gods in our household.
丈夫是神，妻子也是神。
Husband is God, wife is God.
如果隔几天我看到他有点微笑，我就知道西线无战事。
So if I saw smile on their face, I know all front, all quiet on the west front.
他们一起寻求上帝。
They search God together now.
我们一起读经，一起祷告。
Study Bible, pray together.
现在已经很少再听到说他们家有炮声。
I rarely hear about fireworks in their household anymore.
偶尔有点枪声，但是很少听到。
Maybe a sporadic gunshot every now and then.
然后还有一对夫妻。
There was another couple.
他们可以在众人的面前呢，两个一点都不讲话的。
They don't talk to each other among in front of any others.
如果夏天的话，房间里面很需要他们两位在。
Summer, we need those couples.
因为他们的温度可以马上下降。
Because the temperature is pretty low.
他们有这样的难处。
They cool off with
他们一起来到主的面前读经祷告。
But however, they came to the Lord, read the Bible together.
弟兄姐妹为他们祷告。
And the brother and sister pray for them.
你如果留心注意的话，他们两个现在看起来像新婚夫妇。
Now they look like newlywed.
甜甜蜜蜜。
So sweet.
上帝把人的关系能够和谐过来。
God can give harmony to people's relationships.
那一个被鬼附的人和耶稣的关系。
And about the spiritual relationship between man to God.
人的心灵里面有了上帝了以后，他就有真正的平安。
Once you have God in your heart, then you can experience real peace.
我们当中曾经有十五位走到前面来。
There were 15 people came forward.
他们说他们愿意接受耶稣。
They said they were willing to accept Jesus.
如果他们的心向着耶稣是俯伏下来的话，他们就会经历到平安。
If they fell at Jesus' feet, they will experience peace.
我们来看他们怎么样能够恢复这个关系呢？
How to restore the relationship?
耶稣对那个患血漏的女人说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”
About the bleeding lady, verses 34, he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering."
那个管会堂的父亲和他的女儿，耶稣听见所说的话，就对管会堂的说：“不要怕，只要信。”
About the synagogue ruler, verses 36, ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
那个被鬼附的耶稣对他说，来到海的那边格拉，耶稣来到海那边格拉森人的地方。
About the demon-possessed person, Jesus went across the lake to the region of Gerasenes.
这里有一个不一样的地方。
There's one differences.
那个血漏的女人，她说：“你的信救了你。”
About the bleeding lady, your faith has healed you.
所以你有办法用你的信心来领受神的医治。
So have faith, you will be healed.
那个女儿死的，耶稣对她的父亲说：“不要怕，只要信，你可以信的。”
About the synagogue ruler's daughter, he said, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
所以我们在这里看到身体有问题的时候呢，你的信可以救你的。
So when you have problem in your body, your faith will heal you.
魂有问题的话，不要怕，只要信。
If you have problem with your soul, don't be afraid, just believe.
但是你的灵有出了问题的时候呢，不是你能够做什么事情了。
But when you have spiritual problem, you cannot be on your own.
耶稣必须自己来医治你。
Jesus has to come.
你唯一的态度就是俯伏下来。
You need to fall at his feet.
所以为什么我们今天传福音的时候，我们重点是在人的灵。
So that's why spreading gospel is all about the spiritual.
盼望你能够相信。
Hope you can believe.
这个相信是接受的意思，不是你能够做什么。
You need to accept nothing on your own.
我们把耶稣的拯救告诉你。
We are spreading the gospel about Jesus' salvation.
你接受就可以了。
You only need to accept.
这样的话，我们就看见上帝全人的全辈的救恩呢，整个人都可以蒙恩，我们的灵、我们的魂、我们的体都可以蒙受神的祝福。
So the perfect salvation is about body, soul, and spirit.
盼望你像这位耶稣，在你的心灵里面，你向他俯伏下来。
So we need to fall at Jesus' feet.
我是一个见证人。
I'm a witness today.
我经历到他的医治。
I experience his healing power.
我经历到弟兄姐妹的祷告。
I experience the prayer from brothers and sisters.
今天你或许你的灵，或许你的魂，或许你的体，你愿意交在这位主的面前。
Leave your problem in your body, soul, and spirit to the saving Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.